You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Y'all heard about Tamar, right?
Yes.
No, what happened?
You, Marcel, you didn't hear about Tamar?
No.
She just wants to.
So allegedly, it was a suicide. She attempted suicide. I think it was yesterday, Friday.
Day before yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty sad. And you know, her trailer for her new reality show just dropped the day before, or that same day, shall I say.
She didn't need that one.
This reality show seemed just as, if not more, evasive than the other ones. Meaning the trailer, like they're gonna have cameras following her pretty much 24/7.
So she has a new reality show coming out?
Yeah, it's called Get Your Life. Say it again.
What network?
Oh, I want to say We.
Probably that's where the other one is.
Yeah.
And it seemed like she sent her family members a tweet before she attempted suicide. That's what the reports are saying. And it seemed like, I don't think she's like the way that she's being portrayed in the reality show. And it seemed like the producers pulled up some old things about her being 16 years old, being sexually taken advantage of from the age of 6 to 16. And she said she didn't even tell her mom that stuff, but the producers kind of broke that up. So it's a lot of stuff that, well, I guess, was too heavy for her.
If she didn't tell her mom that, then how do producers find out? Like, you had to tell me. And it was going to be on the show, so she wanted to tell her mom before the show aired it? Like,
or maybe in the course of talking about some things, she probably over-talked. Sometimes you over-talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Me neither.
I usually am pretty much an open book.
The thing is, if it's a reality show, then be real.
Exactly. Like, how you killing yourself, trying to kill yourself because...
But I mean, let me just tell you something. Like, celebrities are on a whole nother trajectory than us, right? So it's a couple different components.
They just like us, though, Cash.
But true. But what I'm saying is, if you're used to being on red carpets, getting the special treatment, traveling, touring, getting money.
You have an assistant. You know, you have. They're human just like us, but they have access to more resources. They have more money.
So imagine having all of that and then it just stops, right?
Well, they didn't have all that to begin with.
Well, I mean, let me be honest.
What did you say, Augusta?
I said they didn't have all that to begin with.
That's how I feel.
I mean, but once you get a taste of that lifestyle, I'm sure it's hard, you know, it's not a hard, easy pill to swallow,
right,
to come back to our level. I mean, our lives might be okay. We okay, you know, with money running out at the end of the month, or, you know, maybe having to file unemployment and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine them who used to have in private jets and, you know, people doing your hair and makeup every day, and you're on TV and the world knows your name and you have millions of followers. They're just like us, but they're very different than us. Right. They live a very different life.
I understand all that, but my thing is, if you didn't have all that, why put on all that?
Because I'm sure it's the people's head.
Right.
I mean, you can hear it in these lyrics. He says, this life ain't for everybody. You know, and some people describe fame as a drug. Like, once you get a taste of people screaming for you and praising you, you know, you're not in reality. Your mind is in a cloud somewhere.
And I guess that's why some people, like, you're right, and not even a star, just like everyday people. Like, people who go to college and get a PhD and become attorneys and become doctors and lawyers, and, you know, you shopping at Stein Mart and Marshall and Solo, and now you're in Canal Place and you forget that person.
Yeah. It's
just like drugs. Some people can snort powder or smoke weed or and not get addicted. And some people will because you have that addictive personality. I agree. Because like that's a conversation I had with a lot of my friends. Like I don't care how much money I make. I don't care which level I get in life.
Yeah.
I'm gonna still be that little girl from Kalani in that trail on the post street. Like I will never forget. And some people get to that level in life and they forget that era. Like they forget that. And I feel like if you really come from the bottom, if you truly, really come from the bottom, when you get back there or if you get there, you won't know how to climb back up. Like how you killing yourself? Like
I think
How did you grow up? Like did you grow up like who was the influence in your life growing up?
Who are we talking about? Me?
Marcia.
I'm gonna say Santa Claus, but Marcia.
I mean, like I don't know, like who?
I mean, we all have those different influences, like in our neighborhood. But let me back up to something you said earlier. I think a person, in order for a person to kind of maintain some sense of humility or normalcy, you have to really do that work. You get what I'm saying? You have to do a work from the inside out. You just can't.
Correct.
Money only amplifies really who you are.
Correct.
You know, so if you really are a broken person, you're going to be a broken person with a lot of money to have a lot of, shout out to your number 45.
I was asking Marcia, like, what was her upbringing? Like, you know, she doesn't sound like she was raised in a broken environment. You know, she had a pretty solid foundation. So,
But I think, but you made that choice somewhere along the way.
I did, and that's why
you have to do different.
That's why, like, I came from. I mean, like every other household,
it was less than an ideal environment. Let's just.
It was, but it wasn't like I mean,
right?
You know,
right?
I mean, we didn't have lights cut off. We didn't have. We had food on the table, but as far as mentally, there were some rough times.
Yeah.
But as far as like, I mean, it depends on what you call solid. You know, some people call solid, some people gauge solid as material things.
Right.
I don't. You know, right. I mean, I think a solid foundation is somebody telling you they love you every day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like every part of your life or every moment or every important moment of your life, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't remember a moment. Like I know people who had everything as far as material things, but then they'll tell me, oh, when all my baseball games, my parents worked and they were never there. But they had all the expensive clothes. They had like the nice houses, but their parents weren't there to watch them play basketball. Their parents weren't there. You know, like they went to college and they came from all this money, but their parents wouldn't even give them money. And it came from like what I thought, you know, my mom was a nursing assistant and worked like two shifts, but she made it happen. And you know, I used to idolize, I wouldn't say idolize, I never really did, but I used to think that people who came from the parents who worked at Dow and worked at Entergy and worked at this, and they had it all. But then when I started talking to people, they were like, well, I couldn't even go to college because my parents didn't like want to pay for college.
Right.
And my mama, who didn't have it all, she would give me whatever to just make sure, you know what I'm saying? She didn't pay for college, but she'll make sure I had money in my pocket. And they had to drop. Hey.
I think a lot of people, like I said, every family has their fair share of issues. We would all agree. But Kizzy, I mean, regardless of how a person was raised, because I know a two-parent household
was thinking the same thing, but I wouldn't go say nothing.
What did you say?
I'm breaking up.
Not a word.
No, you're not breaking up.
A word.
I said what now?
Irregardless is not a word.
Nobody told me. No.
Well, look, guess what?
Hold on. Remember conversate? We conversated, and for the longest, it wasn't in the dictionary. I need you to check it recently because I'm just saying, conversate is now in a dictionary.
Urban Dictionary or Webster?
Webster, check it. Not petty ass gonna do it, but check it. Watch. It is now in the Webster's Dictionary.
Well, Augustus, if you be if you're on this phone with me, you're gonna catch me a lot of words because I tell people this all the time. I would think I'm highly intelligent, but English has never been my thing. I'm definitely a math and science person. So I keep a dictionary on my phone. I constantly reference Google before I type. What it says?
It says, used without object, conversating, non-standard except in some dialect, to have a conversation, converse, talk.
Conversating in Webster? Are you on Webster's.com?
I am on dictionary.com.
But conversate?
It says, to have a conversation, converse, and talk.
Okay, right. So is that?
But years ago, like 7 years ago, conversate was not in the dictionary.
Right.
So what I'm saying is, what word I use?
Irregardless.
It is a word.
Let's go to the dictionary.
Let's go. God damn it.
The Urban Dictionary is going to pop up. Watch.
It is. Look. Irregardless. It's an adverb.
I even know how to spell that.
I-R-E.
Wow.
Thank you. What?
It says regardless.
Irregardless.
It redirected you to the correct word.
No.
That's the definition.
Right.
Oh, it is there, Kashella.
Thank you. Boop, 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 boop. I'm going to say, hold on, I read. No, I know.
Ain't nobody ask you all that.
Like, put an S, I read. It's like, really, do you?
That kills me, putting an S on everything.
This is true. This is true. Mine, I hate it.
Shrimps.
We label fishes. Irregardless, standard rather than slang.
So I forgot even my point. Hell, I knew you was going to be the one.
Irregardless of the upbringing.
Yeah, that's so irregardless of someone's upbringing.
Oh, see, are you taking notes?
That's why. She's like, no, Yana, I would like to redirect. Oh, you redirected.
Have a test on.
I'm acting like Teddy Riley.
Start August 8th.
Huh? I'm being like Teddy Riley.
Yeah, I would have loved to. I would have loved to go to law school, but I did.
What you gonna be like Teddy Riley for, Kashella? What are you talking about?
My internet is cycle.
So,
y'all lost me and you didn't miss me?
No, I didn't. You was there. You just moved.
Percy, I'm how old are you? May I ask?
You're over there now.
May I ask how old are you?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Who, me or Augusta?
You.
Oh, 42.
Augusta, she's 42 and starting law school.
She's a baby.
A baby? Kashella, I'm about to say you ain't not. I think I'm a year older than y'all. That's it. You should be 41, huh?
I make 41 in 2 weeks.
I'm making 41.
Augusta, how old are you?
I'm 53.
Okay, 10 years.
Don't let this gray hair fool you, though.
Let me tell you something, Augusta. Let me tell you this. In my law school class right now, as a lady, I swear she's like 65. She's like 60 for sure. I know she's not in her 50s. I got children in there 20 years old, 21, 22, and all. But then some people like want to hide their age because I guess they feel like you and one girl who I'm like, she's in her second year, we're the exact same age. And she was like, I didn't tell anybody my age. And I was like, why? This is a second career for me. I've been a nurse. I've been in college forever.
But regardless, I think it's still something to be celebrated. I mean, right. If it wasn't your second career, I think it's even more impressive that you're starting a second career at this age. I mean, that's pretty dope. I was thinking about a second career. Y'all want to hear what I'm being honest. Y'all want to hear what my second career was going to be?
What, girl?
I wanted to be a bartender or a barber. What else? Did I say I want to be a bartender and a barber? It was something like that I said I was going to be.
I would like that.
That's not bad.
Fix you a drink.
And my kids say that's a barber, bartender, that's stupid. I'm like, they kill my dreams. So no, I'm like, it was going to be light, you know. I didn't have to really do much. I didn't put in my hard work. I'm just trying to, you know. So anyway.
I don't think that's bad. Like, I talked to this girl I work with. I was thinking about a second job. And she said, you know what? I worked in a French Quarter as a bartender, and I made just as much money as nursing.
But
like, this white girl told me that, and she was serious. Because I like that. I like socializing. I always thought, I like cocktail waitresses. Like, I like that.
I think,
in my other life, I think that's probably what I was. Like, I like.
I think me wanting to go to bed for 7:30 kind of ruined that. But
oh my God.
Like, I'm really cutting it right now. It's Saturday. I'm like, I'm living a little.
7:30?
About 8.
You can't be serious. Like, you like, girl, no, indeed. I might go to sleep 1 o'clock.
4?
Mm-mm.
Huh? What time do you get up?
By 4. 5 o'clock.
I'm just going to sleep around that time.
Me too.
Yeah, I like that. I go to sleep early and I get up early. And I just had a nap earlier because I was preparing. I was like, we're going to talk tonight and we may go long. So let me just take a nap. Dead ass. That's why I'm waking up with, you know,
yep.
I had a nap. Oh. It's beautiful. So back to Tamar. So
okay, yeah.
My thing is this. If you notice, post-COVID, a lot of people have been struggling with mental health. I don't think people understand how important mental health is. I'm a huge fan of mental health. And just like going back to what you were saying, like, okay, upbringing has something to do with it, but I think we have to be committed to the individual journey to make sure that we're doing what we need to do as individuals to get over our traumatic childhood or whatever we may have dealt with in our childhood. So, I don't think
so.
Say it again.
You think so? I think you need a good group of people surrounding you.
However your therapy comes.
Yeah, I think, yeah, you're correct. Correct. Because I think therapy is fine. You know, you can go talk to a counselor. You know, you might get a point. But you still need somebody, because know that even if you get past that and you learn how to deal with it,
you need
that's always there, right? Mm-hmm. And if you got somebody, if you got people around you, like negative people and always putting stuff on you, that can come back out.
That's true.
It can really come back out, because even though you learn how to live with it and you learn how to cope, it's still there. Like your mind doesn't go. You know, those memories aren't gone. Right. And you still that person. You know what I'm saying?
I think therapy will give you the tools. That's the purpose of therapy. It equips you with the tools. Because I was always, I mean, just like you said, the village, your village and people you surround yourself with, like, you can't change people around you, but you can change people around you. You get what I'm saying? Like,
you can. Yes.
I can never change the people around me, but I can always change the people around me. So if I'm equipped with the tools and I realize that I'm getting friction from certain individuals in my life, I need to make that choice that although I love Raheem and Susie, I need to try to position myself differently.
Get away from them.
We're supposed to toast. Cheers. Can you cheers to Instagram? Everybody hold your glass up or your bottle. I got to get that as a shot. There you go. Oh, eat, drink, play. Hey, represent Harris. All right.
Man, so, that's Dave and Buster's.
Oh. I'm still trying to get to Harris.
No, that's Dave and Buster's.
Talking about your day time. I don't eat. I mean, I don't had a drink.
What you ate, Tree? Mm-hmm. What did you eat?
Class. It wasn't anything good. I shouldn't have ate.
Hey, Marcia, she just had a little hamburger, a vegan hamburger. Okay, whatever.
You got me?
Moving on from Tamar. Other than Tamar, you see a lot of people. What do y'all think about the girl that saved her son, but she ended up passing? Naya Rivera.
I don't understand why people go out to these lakes by themselves.
By yourself. Like, that is crazy. And you know that the world is kind of like so different now. You can't even get help. Like, that was a crazy move.
Yeah.
I would not have done that.
I have been the one to do stuff like that.
Well, at one time, Coachella, we all have. But at these times, like...
I would want a boat.
The thing with that is boat safety is most important.
That's correct.
And for some strange reason, young people don't listen to safety regulations and rules.
True.
They think they're bulletproof. That okay, I fall in the water, I get out the water.
No, those undercurrents are something else. I mean,
does she have on a life jacket?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so.
And there's unknowns. I mean, we see her, that there's video of her and her son going to the boat, but there's, where's the video of them, you know, leaving the dock? And
I saw the webcam.
Once we know it's her and her son only, who knows what happened after that? Who knows?
Right. Who knows somebody was theirs? Who knows somebody?
Yeah,
I am a conspiracy. That just didn't look right to me. I'm with you.
I wouldn't
at first. I thought it was.
Well, you know, the same thing happened to that wrestler.
Right.
When they wrestled for with the WWE, him and his son was out there. How old was I think his son was like six,
nine,
maybe?
Ten.
Okay, 9 or 10. And he went out there, and a lifeguard came out there to help him. And he said, look, take my son. So they grabbed his son. At that time, he was pulled under. They didn't find him until almost a week later either.
Yeah. Mental health is also one of my strong points. Like, I was a mental health nurse for a minute. And that's one of my things I'm going to fight for when I finish school. Like, I am an advocate for mental health.
I am too. I am.
Like, I think people don't look at it as strong. Like, you have a lot of nurses, they're scared of it because it's a gloomy area.
There's so many unknowns. You know?
It is, but what people don't realize is everybody is 50% there.
Right, right.
And you can wake up tomorrow.
Right.
And you can be that person. So
the way I look at it, like the mind is a muscle, right?
It is. It's,
and if you're not working it, like mental health is good. It's when you get the mental illnesses, it's because something.
That's
about
what I mean. Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, but people never know. Like,
right.
You don't know your great grandparents may have had bipolar. You don't know. Like, you don't know. Sometimes it does not. And sometimes it does peak out, but you just say, oh. They're just drunk. They're a drinker. You don't realize that they're drinking because it's some things going on in there. So you just think they're alcoholic, but they're really alcoholic because they hear voices. But they're not going to tell you that because you know mental health.
Four suicides in my family.
I'm saying that again.
So we've had 4 suicides in our family.
See, yeah. Right.
And each one, like the person always says something that lets you know they're crying out for help. But like you say, we kind of bypass it, but really they'll say
it is. It's shunned. Mental health is shunned in the Black community.
Because people don't understand it. They don't understand.
It's looked at a sign of weakness. Like,
give it to God.
Huh?
Being gay, you know, it's like, you know, we ignore it. Like, pray away.
Yeah.
Do you think that people use mental illness as a crutch?
No.
To get out of a situation?
I mean, you've had some of them. Like for instance, not John Gotti. Who was the other one that put on a robe walking down the street hoping that they could think he was crazy, eat that garbage can, hoping that he didn't get the time because he wasn't fit. I mean, some people have, but as a whole, you know.
In a Black community, even if you look at the law system, the justice system, if you go back and look, they don't give us that mental health a lot. They should. I think a lot of people in prison right now really are mentally ill.
We don't get
that as much as our white counterparts.
I agree.
I'm seeing from the perspective is like they talk about Tamar and Nick Cannon and this other girl that drowned. All of a sudden, it's a mental health issue.
Right.
And it may.
Right.
It very well so.
In Nick Cannon's case, he said what he said.
I don't think. I think Black people saying that he got mental. I who would say that? I mean, I don't see anything.
That's said what he said.
About him.
He retracted what he said, apologized for what he said, and then he put out this cryptic tweet about you can have Earth, I'm out. And that people are
labeling. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think, yeah, when you look at like money and power, yeah, they use it as a crutch sometimes. Yes, in that case. But I mean, he got people that he paid millions of dollars and they're telling him, say this so you can get your show back. I mean,
right.
That's just American way.
Absolutely. I agree.
In that case, I didn't know you were like referring to like when you're referring to stars, Yeah, a lot of times, no, especially in those circumstances. But your everyday people?
Not everyday people, no. I understand that.
But yes.
Every time somebody says something about Jewish people,
they shut it down.
Right. The Jewish people go into a tizzy, and everybody says, you know, this, that, and the third. And then we have to end up backpedaling and apologize.
As a people, we need to start standing strong like that. And we need people to respect us on that. That's okay. Because they should be like that. They should be like that. And we need to start. We need to stop being so forgiving. We need to start saying, okay,
that's what I'm
saying. If they doing that to us, then we're going to shut it down. And they're going to need to know that we come with the same amount of force.
Absolutely.
So when you say something racist, say you, whoever you are, when you say something racist about Black people, okay, I want somebody to say, oh, hold up, you are wrong. They're going to, there's this, to make it that.
I understand. Trust me, I do understand. But
no, because I respect the Jews. I respect you because you've made it where they respect you.
Yeah,
they respect you and respect who you are because, I mean, they're people like us. But guess what? Just like you say, Kashella, they're respected so much that they run the world that you gonna be smart enough to not get on that on TV and say whatever about them because you know that. There are going to be some repercussions.
Absolutely.
We need to be the same people.
Absolutely. And let me tell you something.
They own media. We own nothing.
And that's the point I'm making, Kizzy.
Charlamagne Tha God is on the fire right media. Now.
They own sports.
They own everything.
They own everything.
Everything.
We don't own anything.
We don't own
the culture that we have brought about.
Our dollar is so powerful, but the thing about us is that we're not organized. The reality.
Our dollars are powerful only when we put them to good use.
Right. Right.
Our dollars are not powerful when we go out there and make Gucci and Louis Vuitton.
Right.
And Fendi and all these other folks. Our dollar is not powerful when we make them rich. Have any of y'all seen Warning Shots with Killer Mike on Netflix?
Yes.
I think I have, yeah.
When he was living Black for a...
Oh, yeah. He's at the strip club. He's like, yeah, I'm not... No disrespect. But I'm honest.
I mean, we can't go out. Like, where do we go out and buy? Like, I want to redo my floors at my house. Are there... Like, who...
You do what?
I want to redo the floors in my house. So where can I go for Black-owned vendors? Not only vendors, but people who are actually... producing floors. You know, if I wanted to buy a toilet, is there a Black-owned corporation?
I just found out they had a Black grocery in Algiers.
Really? And even Black groceries, like, are there Black, you know, farmers. You know, that are producing eggs and milk and, like, we are so far behind.
We are.
That's why I commend Patrick and Brandon, because that's pretty much what they're trying to do. Mm. They're trying to build, like, this network of, just like you're asking,
yeah.
You know, when you go on there, you say, hey, who does Black floors? Boom, there you go.
In LA. I'm going to tell you what's the most challenging thing is because oftentimes we don't give each other a chance because we're so disenfranchised and I may be starting up mom and pop. We don't have as much supporters because we'd rather just, instead of driving an extra mile or two to go to the Black grocer, we're just going to just go run to Walmart. Walmart got it cheaper. When you don't realize the Black grocer, they probably have to pay a little bit more, which they're going to have to charge a little bit more for their product. But I think the more and more we support each other, the more and more we can become stable and last for a while. And then on the flip side of that.
It's going to take 400 years for us to get to that.
Yeah, but on the flip side of that as well, we know a lot of Black businesses, or I'll rephrase, some Black businesses that are out there that are not really helping, you know, not really helping us support them as we would love to, because they ain't coming showing up on time. They,
right.
You know, they process a little shabby.
I have a friend that does stone tiles. They're Black owned business. I can pass you the information if you like.
She's in Atlanta.
Oh, I know somebody out there too, I think.
No, very well.
But I think the biggest issue is the crab in the barrel mentality that we had for so long is
right.
Is coming back to bite us in the ass once again.
Right. I think better with that, though.
I don't feel that.
But especially, I think especially in this climate that now the spotlight is on us, you giving us again for us to make an impact. I think right now is the time to make it count. And guess what? It may not happen just like this, but I promise you, if we begin to make smaller changes ourselves, it's going to happen.
It's going to take generations.
It will, but it has to start somewhere, you know?
It's got to start right now.
Y'all saw Meg Thee Stallion and Tory Lanez.
Yeah, I love Meg Thee Stallion, I will.
Why is that dude famous?
I don't keep up with it, so y'all going to have to fill me in.
I hear.
I don't know why he's famous. I don't hear
music. I know she just got shot in her foot or something, right?
Okay, so this is allegedly what happened. Fact, we know that they went to Kylie Jenner's birthday pool party.
Why
are they having pool parties? I don't know, but let's just say if you was to have a pool party, I'd be there too. But listen, focus. let's focus. So, they went to the pool party, and after the pool party, it was Meg, Tori was driving, and I think two other friends, and somehow there was an altercation inside the vehicle. They're very mum about it, but whatever happened, Tory gun was discharged. That's why he was arrested, because he had his gun discharged. Meg was shot. They're still not confirming that Tory shot her. None of the occupants of the vehicle is saying what happened, which is how it should be. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's how it should be.
Everybody, they all got money, like, we gonna handle this.
Yeah, everybody shut the hell up until we saw what was going on. So they're not cooperating, but rumor has it that there was an altercation between Tory and Megan. Why? I have no idea. Are they dating? That's the rumor. But are they really? Little Tory, big Megan, whatever. So what you think? She was shot. That's a fact. They were coming from a pool party. That's a fact. And the gun was discharged that Tory owned. That's a fact.
First of all, why? He's so little, she's so big.
I know.
Dang, just because he's little, he still want a big stallion.
They're both of y'all go.
He still want a big stallion.
Little in status. What y'all talking about?
Say it again.
Both.
I don't think he's little in status.
I have never heard a Tory Lanez song on the radio.
I have heard. You've heard Tory.
I have.
You heard it on.
You probably didn't know who the hell it was, but you heard
it. That's right.
Satellite radio. Oh, I'm up on.
He hasn't had no recent hits, but he's Canadian and he hit the U.S. pretty hard. He had some hits. Can't recall one. Let me see.
I'm looking now.
Don't look.
I that's all if I got.
You can keep something that you're familiar with.
If you can't come off the top of your head with a song, he ain't hitting.
Well, I mean, because
I didn't say he was
hitting. That's not our genre of music. Some of the songs I know, like I know some of these songs by DaBaby and Lil Baby.
Now I like DaBaby. Rapper,
but I like DaBaby. I can't tell you the song, but I know the beat. And if it come on, I can roll with it. But I can't just tell you the name of the song.
I'm looking at his song, and I can't really tell you. I'm sure. He came back on a song on the scene.
You can name a Meg Thee Stallion song
because she's current.
Just
the only reason that Tory Lanez is really back current is because he was throwing those IG live parties. You know, that's really what put him back on the map. To be honest,
I missed that altogether because I was on D-Nice and Questlove.
Everybody was doing it. True that. Son, he's 10th grade.
When is his junior year?
Why are you whispering? Say again.
Because
she gonna be like this in a minute. Because
she says the one I know, girl. And I'm like, kids, I know you're not going to sleep.
She be like this. So
girl, I see you.
She dipping low. In a minute, she gonna be like, he's a junior.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. He's a junior?
Yes, he's a junior.
Okay. Yeah, he would pay him.
He's gonna be what the hell?
Oh look.
These officers fighting people. Y'all.
Well, you watching the news, cause you gotta give us some context, cause we're like, what the hell? They aren't doing their job or getting exposed. Expose everybody.
You right?
I'm cool with the exposing, but when will common sense kick in?
Now, well, they haven't been operating much common sense. I mean,
that's a policy change. When will these laws start to protect right. us? And when will they be stripped of all this authority and power that they have?
I don't have the right
to put their hands on anybody. You don't have the right to put your hands on anybody.
They're not putting their hands on people. They're shooting them.
You don't have the right. You know, you have those classmates that, you know, wasn't popping in high school, and so they became cops so they can have some authority.
Right.
Y'all know them.
Or military personnel.
Yeah.
You what?
I was different because I came from the country.
I guess in 1940 something that meant something. I don't know.
I'm gonna talk to you about that later. That comment right there gonna get you beat up.
That's for that irregardless. You know, that's not a real word. That's for that.
Kevin said it first, not me.
My sweet didn't say that. My daddy still to this day, Kizzy can't do any wrong. I can be like, Kizzy shot me. Well, what did you do? I'm like, God damn, she shot me. Kizzy did this. What did you do? Kizzy's so sweet. That's a sweet girl.
Really, really, and honestly, these folks take their position and it goes to the head.
We're stealing the mask, we were taking the mask, the bleach, whatever. So that first week, like about, I guess, March 14th, like the first week when they closed New Orleans down,
yeah,
there was a patient that came through our department and we weren't even masked up because we couldn't wear masks because it was thought that we were a clean unit, which we are, we surgery. So we are a clean unit. And because we're a clean unit, you don't need masks because people are gonna have temperatures and people are gonna have coughs. Well, that's what the thought was. Well, hello.
Wow.
I caught it and I got tested and it was hard for me to get tested because I did not have a temperature. I did not have a cough.
Were you asymptomatic?
Any of the symptoms, yes. Wow. What made me get tested was my brother-in-law got it. Somebody else at work got it. And somebody else, like people who are around me and right. people I work with. So I was like, I need to get tested because I was about to start working nights. And I was like, I'm going to start working nights. And it's going to be a lot of stress on my body. I don't want to start working nights and have the stress on my body. And
yeah.
around me, God, like, let me get checked. Well, at that time, the malaria center wasn't there. So in order for, because this is like March 16th, March 17th. What's chef?
Oh, okay.
In order for you to be tested, you had to have symptoms or a temperature. I had none of them. So I was like, well, I was around like people, like my daughter was around me and her mother-in-law tested positive, stepmom and this other stuff tested positive. So I want to get tested because I don't want to go work with patients and we're not wearing masks because we weren't wearing masks because we were surgery, right? I don't want to go on these people and we're not wearing masks,
right?
And I may have it. So finally, this guy who was He was like a PA. He saw my license plate. And he saw my license plate had nurse. So he's like, you're a nurse? And I said, yeah. He said, you don't have symptoms and you don't have a temperature. I'm not supposed to test from a test anyway. Well, the test took like 14 days to come back. So of course, because I had like sinus issues. Like I suffer with all the time. I still have sinus issues. Yeah. I've tested negative. So that's the only symptoms I had. Well, my job was like, that was some symptoms that people had. So I had to stay home. While I was staying home, I had a headache. That's it. Like I started getting a headache, I think, because I was just immobile.
Yeah.
I wasn't immobile because I was like cleaning the house, walking around. But because when I stayed home, so I guess you would say my symptoms from what they would say was sinus issues and a headache. But I still have sinus issues. The headache, and I think my headache was pretty much, I had an ear infection and I get that when I get a sinus infection. So once we cleared the ear infection, the headache went away. So I think the headaches was really for the headache, for the ear infection. So what I'm saying is when I hear people say, oh, I don't want to go back, I'm like, you think we wanted to? You got nurses that had we had the right to stay home. Right. Like, you got nurses who like, I'm not going in there and work. And they don't have to. You have that right. They can stay home and get unemployment because they can say they fear for this. Or like for me, my son has asthma. I can say I have a high-risk child in the house and I don't want to risk. I could have used that. Like, that was one girl, she got what is it? Lupus. She stayed home. So people can stay home. And I'm like, so if all the nurses stay home, because we all can come up with something, who the hell gonna take care of these people in the hospital? Because it's short now because a lot of people staying home or a lot of people quitting, a lot of people working from home. So the hospital, you going to the hospital right now? Baby, you better pray to Jesus every second because the shortage is so massive because just like laypersons are scared, nurses are scared too. You got nurses who, like, I don't want to get this because some people, you don't know how it's going to attack your body. Like, I was blessed. I had nothing. But you got the nurse who died in the East, you know?
Yeah, right.
So that's why when I hear people like, oh, and I'm like, so you think we just want to go? Like, we ain't in the military. Right. You don't just want to go. Like, you know when you, I mean, you know if you go work on a TB unit, you could possibly catch TB. They're going to pay you extra money to work on that unit. They're not paying these nurses. They pay you like an emergency fund if you took care of the patients. But like for me, working in my department, I don't get nothing extra. So I'm at risk.
Let me tell you something. I'm so glad at these times that I do what I do.
Yes.
I can work anywhere in the world. It's the family members that's holding me back because I can be, you know, with my boo out there in Jamaica. I mean, I don't know who he is, but he could be somebody. I could be over there. You know,
I miss my IT job right now, I swear. Like, these times like this, I miss it.
It's a beautiful thing. Y'all take on Will and Jada.
I knew it was coming.
Oh,
Jada, do you?
That's
you
right.
Separated from your husband, and I wish all these men, sorry, Augusta, who have so much to say right now, was talking when Diddy was messing with that little girl.
Damn.
When Jay-Z was cheated on Beyonce, you know, like, deal with it all the time. At least Jada was separated from her husband.
Bam.
Because, you know, how shameful of him. You know, by the time you be 18, you are an adult. You're making your own decisions. So, you know, you played the game. You know, you might have been sick, but you were well enough to mess with a grown woman.
Word. Exactly. Oh. I couldn't have said it better my damn self.
And then she went and got a little young tenderoni.
Hey, you know.
Will, and I love Will. I always say, me and Jada are the same height. We will be the same weight because I'm working on it.
It's that part that's going to get you hung up on. But go ahead.
You know, I love Will Smith. I say, damn, I could have been Jada since he, you know, short petite women, you know. Me, Will ain't drove that woman to do what she did.
Well, right, and I think, in my opinion, I think they had an arrangement, and I do.
Speaking of, I think so. August Alsina wants Jada Pinkett Smith to know he still loves and misses her.
Yeah, he do. Let me tell you something.
That's why he acting like that, because Jada put that thing on him.
That's exactly
Jada
what.
Jada put that thing.
I ain't mad at Jada.
Back, and he wants another taste. And she said, nah, baby, you know me, my husband was going through something.
Yeah, and now we back.
I got this straight.
And now we back.
So, you know, like, I can't go back there. Now he in his feelings.
Exactly, right. And I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I've seen it happen before. I mean, not personally, but...
Girl, you crazy.
Stuff happens. You know what I mean? We have a list. We gonna get it. I mean, that's what I heard. I mean, not nothing new. But, so what you think about the movie, Marcia?
What movie is it again?
It's sure.
Fatal Affair?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it was trash.
I thought it was good.
I
You said it was trash? I thought it was good.
I think it was good. It started off predictable.
It did.
I mean, we all know what's going to happen.
Right. But I didn't predict the end, though.
I did not either.
So,
and I just
want to say, Tyler Perry movie.
No, first of all, don't do that. Don't do them. Tyler Perry movie is super predictable.
I sure like that. Now you talk about water. Babe, I love that house.
Let me tell you something. That house.
Oh my God. I think I love that. That made me love the movie so much more.
You ain't lying. Because I'm like,
how much money do you have to make to buy that house?
That's what I'm thinking the whole while I'm watching this movie. Like,
me too.
I'm like, how much money do I have to make?
I was thinking the same thing.
Because my son said, Mama, I like that house. I said,
I'm talking about wall to ceiling windows.
Everything.
Private beach.
Girl, when she's like, go out and look at our private beach. I said,
not public. You don't got people walking by waving.
That's my beach.
Yep.
Girl, I want to start talking to realtors ASAP. Yeah. Like, how can I get that?
I mean, look, at this point, just give me a house overlooking a swamp. Can I?
I want
the blue screen.
So this house in Malibu, California is only $4 million.
That's shit.
All right.
Hold on, let me cash that for that right now.
Only $4 million, really?
I'm gonna get on the Cash App you that right quick.
Go ahead. I mean, you got that.
Y'all know we can make it, right? Y'all know.
My baby Denzi, hey, put this in the fridge. My baby Denzi got that.
But the only thing about the beach is
where my unemployment set up, I got that.
What happened? What you saying about the beach, Kizzy?
The houses, they have like multiple houses right next to each other.
Oh.
So this is, oh my gosh.
I like
girl,
that.
That house
was a gorgeous house.
I was like, oh my God. Let me see.
Put it in the camera.
Send it.
Oh,
God, girl, that's so beautiful.
I'm putting that on my screen. Say, send it to me, Kizzy.
Yeah, girl, send me that, girl. That's gonna be my motivation.
That's right.
My motivation, baby.
That's right.
Put it everywhere, Kishella. Facebook.
That's Instagram. Right. Like, why everybody they're changing like, their stuff what? To this? Yep. What's going on to me? I really enjoyed this conversation.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me. Thanks for finally inviting me.
All right.
Gotta throw in that petty. Boy, you just couldn't just ease on out there. Gracious, be petty.
And y'all excuse all this. I ain't been in the barber since March.
We can't even see you. We see a shadow in purple.
Next time you see me, I'm gonna be the way I'm supposed to be.
I swear, like, I'm gonna be like.
I'm about to go wash this now and try to figure out how I'm gonna make.
Like, why she move so graciously? Y'all gonna be like.
What?
Girl, stop.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good breakfast.
Have a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.